So do you ever, you're just going about your normal life and you hear a sound, it could be anything, and you go, I need to try to do that on the organ?
Yes. I have my trusty iPhone, which has a notes, a voice memo function that I will maybe 3 or 4 or 10 times a day pick up, as you're saying, pick up a sound or just have an idea when I'm walking down the street and say, oh, that's the perfect leitmotif, the perfect melody for someone climbing up the stairs or someone creeping behind or someone thinking, you know, of a happy thought, but then something bad comes into the picture.
Oh,
and so I'll
really
sing it to myself or play it on the piano or on the organ. And yeah.
Can you think of one that you've heard recently that you added to your phone?
Yeah. So the film music genre that I try and emulate is that late romantic sort of turn of the 20th century, turn of the 19th to the 20th century, sort of Strauss and Wagner, because it's just full of that dissonant music. And I was thinking of the Wagner Tristan Prelude opens with this rising minor sixth. Da, 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 dee. And I thought, what if I used something like that interval? Ya da 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 dee dee da 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 da. This sort of wandering, questioning, ominous, but still, you know, you could turn that into a nice melody at some point,
yes,
or even a love theme at some point. So I thought, So I did what I just did then. I took out my thing and I pressed record and I sang it and I gave a little explanation so I didn't think I was crazy at the end of the day. And then then I'll listen to them and think, oh, that's a good idea. And I might say, you know, that's not a very good idea. But the inspiration is always bubbling up.
I affirm that's a good idea.
Yeah.
It is. It's beautiful, and yet there is this little creepy factor there.
Yeah.
You know, you're thinking something is coming. What is it?
Right.
I'm not sure about it.
Yeah. And if you look at scary movies, and this is a fascinating study that I've sort of done informally, that a lot of the music is for the strong movies is not scary. It's suggestive, so you could interpret it one way, but then there's one little note that comes in that sort of colors the phrase. And if you can get the audience's attention with that note, then when it comes back, you can play with their expectations and they'll hear that note or that sound or a chord or something, and they'll say, oh, this isn't good. Something bad's going to happen. But you're not sort of playing, you know, leaning on all the keys and like the Psycho moment. So...
Right.
So keeping things subtle
and
less is almost always more.
So, well, speaking of less is always more, will you be wearing a costume?
Oh, well, I may or may not be wearing a costume. So this year we're doing things slightly differently. I went to a fantastic Halloween performance in New York City a few years ago at St. John the Divine Cathedral, which is the largest Gothic building in the world. Even though it's built in the 20th century. And they do this really cool Halloween event with scary, spooky actors that come around and lights. And they have a silent movie with organ accompaniment that gave me the idea. So what we're trying to do this year is have more of that Halloween sort of entertainment production so that people are coming for an experience. It's like entering a haunted house or something. You have the movie and we're going to do some other fun things.
I'm so freaking out right now. I just am so terrified at that one scene in the movie somebody's going to come up like right behind
me. Oh, yeah. And it's amazing that this is 19th century, essentially, technology of shooting movies. The music I'm playing on an organ built in 1912. So we're well into 100 years after that was built. And yet, with those really old technologies, we are just as relevant and up to the minute as, you know, any film score by John Williams or one of, you know, the great film composers of our time. So I love that fact about the organ. People say, oh, it's, you know, old music written by old people for an old instrument. Well, this will prove that this is right up the cutting edge. I mean, the music has been written as you hear it. So, it's going to be scary, but it's wholesome scary. So this is all
okay,
good.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
The movie's in black and white, so it's not as believable, but it's a great film. And it's an art film. It's a very, very beautifully made film. So people who just have an interest in cinema will really enjoy seeing this story. And if you've never seen this movie, which a lot of people haven't, it's one
of the
greats. It's truly a classic. So I always tell people, you know, just come give it a try. And it's good. If people's response is, I've never been so scared in my life, then we've affected them. Then we've done our job.
You know, I have to say that this film was shown on television when I was a child, and which was, by the way, in my own defense, not back in 1921. But I would, after we would watch that movie, like we would go over to my parents' friend's house and they had kids our same age, I would go to sleep that night with a scarf wrapped around my neck. I'm not making that up. I was such a scaredy pants. So,
fantastic.
Yeah. No, don't say it like that.